Vayter in Shas, Rav Lakama, Daf Kuf Beis, speaking on Kuf Alpha Mabez on the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, last word in the line. Tanan, awesome. We learned in the Mishnah. Hamotzi Mace. Let's say you're walking along the road and you find yourself a mace, a dead body, Mushkov Kedarko, and it's lying Kedarko, says the Rashbam. What is going on over here? First argument of case, Hamotzi Mace, Tchila Shalonda, the Anach Shav Shoya Khan Mace. You didn't know there was a mace that was over here, or there's another option as well, back to the next Rashbam. Mace Mushkov Kedarko, Notlo. You take it and it's tfusa, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Hamotzi meis mushkav kedarko. What you do is that you take it and you take its tfusa, the land, the earth that is next to it. Says the Rashbam explaining what is going on over here. That is that im rotze lasos sham taharos. Let's say you want to make taharas over there. You know, you want to be able to go there with Torah things, and you can't do that if there's a dead body over there. Then mifaneu lemeis mishum dalo. You go, you get rid of the dead body, move the dead body away from there. I'm going to read this in and out a little bit. Dalo kana mekomo, because it doesn't acquire its place. Kozman dalo have a shlosha if there aren't three dead bodies there. Dika lemeimer, we could just say that this place wasn't the place of kavura. It's just ali detrak. They were forced to do it there because they didn't have time to go to bring it to the base of kavaros, so they did it over there. However, since he died and he wasn't murdered, and mushkav kedai. You take also the dirt that's surrounding it, like it says in Masechus Nazir, how much you go and you take over there. So you go to Eifertich, etc. And you can read the rest of the Rashbam if you want. But for now, this is what you do, is you go and you take these things. When it's Mushkov Kedarko, the Notlo Ves Tfusasso. Shnaim, he found that there were two dead bodies that over there. The Notlon Ves Tfusasso, and he can move them, and he takes their bodies along with the dirt that comes along with it, even if it's two. You don't have to worry that this is like a cemetery over here. In as much that he, you know, it's a permanent place, and rather you're allowed to go ahead and you could move it with the earth that goes along with it, and then remove it of any sort of tumma. It would be like a cemetery, so you can't just start moving a whole cemetery. Beep, turn the page. Kuf page. Matzah Shlosh, we found there are three dead bodies over there. Im yesh b'neim arba v'ad achmona, if there's a space between them, 4 to 8 amos. Harezu shchunas kavaros. Now we consider this is a graveyard. And you're not allowed to go and just start moving them. Ubodik mimenu lahola nesimama. If you go search from there, where they were found, and out 20 amos to see if there's any other bodies that were buried in that area. Matzah echad b'sofes ramam, found one that even was one at the end of 20 amos. Buzz gemena hol and chafam, if you go and check again from there and further 20 shereglayim ledaver, because now you have what to rely on. Rashbam says acharisha kavayin nimsa b'sadazesh shchunas kavaros shereglayim ledaver. Now it makes sense that there's going to be other stuff that's found there. Sheilu mitchilu matzah. Even though if you would have found one of them by themselves, notable tfusa, so you would have been able to remove it with the dirt along with it. But once you found, you know, there's a whole bunch of other ones, now it's considered like a graveyard. And now you can't start moving it. If the three were found within 4 to 8 amos, it's considered a graveyard. Mani, who's it go like? They say, we saw yesterday's daf, that the size of the burial thing of the chamber is 4 amos by 6. And you three parallel bodies wouldn't be separated by more than 6 amos. He says 6 to 8. So according to him, 3 would never be separated by less than 6. So the Mishnah seems to say that the proper size for a burial chamber is 4 by 8. Neither the Tana of them actually says that. So who are we going like? Leolam says going Rabbi Shimon. Really, we're going according to the world of Rabbi Shimon. He's the one who says that it is 6 to 8. As even though our Mishnah says according to Rabbi Shimon, it's 6 by 8. The high Tana, which goes according to the following Tana, the Tanya, Mutz and Ritzufin, we found a bunch of dead bodies all in a row. Yesh lahen tfusasan, there's not between them 4 to 8 amos, then yesh lam tfusam, they have the din of the earth that's under it, ve'en lam shchunas kavaros, but they're not considered like a cemetery. In other words, you're able to go and to move them. Shimon Yehuda, Omer Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, Ruin Hashem Tzayin, Kilo Einam, we look at the middle ones like they're not there. V'sham Tzayin, V'midal and Amos V'alches. We'll see in Amud Beis why we do this, but we go and we ignore everything except for what we do is, again, we look at the other ones like they don't exist, like get rid of all the middle ones, and we look at the two outer ones, and the middle one, not a bunch of bitter ones, but look, there's three of them buried between four and eight amos, and now it's considered like a cemetery. So he says that four by eight amos, according to Reb Shimon, and that's who we're going like. Now, b'may, b'may, ukim eto, k'Reb Shimon. Now, we went according to Reb Shimon. Who are you going like, Reb Shimon? Eim Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, which says, Bodei kemenu lahola nesim amah. He has to search from there out 20 amos, which is implying, what's a mashmos? That the distance from the back wall of one of the burial chambers to that of the other is 20 amos. Mani, who's that go like? E, Reb Shimon, if you want to say it's Reb Shimon, Esther Metarte Havin. Then it should be 22 amos, because each one is 8 amos long, and the chatzer between them is 6 amos. So it's 8 plus 6, then plus another 8 comes out to 22 with the opposite one. Here, Rabbanan, if you want to say, is going to the Rabbanan, right? That the first part of the Mishnah is going according to Muki Lahach Sefer Afagav the Reisha Vade Lo. Asher Rabbanan, the Reisha is definitely going to Rabbanan. We said in Masis and Orach Ma'ar Avav, Vitmani, Vesari Havian, Yudbez, the Shneim Arus, Vishesh the Chatzer. Still, we can say that maybe the Seifa is, Tamni Sri Havion, it should be 18 amos, because it's, again, 8 plus 6 plus 8, which comes out to 20, no. 6 plus 6 plus 6, which is 18. They all are Rabbanan, Yemir is Rabbanan. Okay, go on to Badak Balach Sona. We're talking about a case when the first chamber was on the diagonal, so, therefore, it comes out to 20 amos. I'm working out that math, but apparently that's what it comes down to. In fact, the Gemara midah balachsona, if you want to say that he's looking for the first one on a diagonal, hanami balachsona, you should look at the second one also on a diagonal also, right? If you want to make sure you're looking for checking all the bodies going to be found, then why is it only one of them? And therefore, it should come out to Esther Metartan Havi, which comes out to 22 Amos. And for the Gemara, chadda balachsona aminan, we say he has to search for one of them diagonal. We don't say that he's got to look for two chambers diagonal. In other words, once the first one is searched on the diagonal, you don't find anything, you don't require it to search in a place where the second one might end up being. Beep, turn the page. Kuf pays my base. Rabbi Shisha Bere Dava. Idi Amar. He gives a different answer. Le'olam Rabbi Shimon. He says, really, it's Rabbi Shimon. V'alcham Ha'iskim, we're talking about Ben Nefile Nebuchig. And we're talking about these three bodies are of miscarriages, right? And therefore, they're buried in the smaller of only 6 amos, and therefore it comes out to 20 amos. Why is it coming to 20? Because it's 6 for the crypt for the stillborn, for the the miscarriage, 6 for the chatzer, and then 8 for the next one. That's what it is. So Hanami Nefila should say the other one should be Nefila. Tamani, sorry, it should be turned out to 18. Nochadab Nefila Amina, Tatu Nefila Amina. We don't assume that you have two of them that are going to end up being like that of Nefila. Okay, now we saw that we said this Machlokas Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon looked at like the middle graves, like they don't exist. We just look at one middle one, and the Chachamim didn't do that. So now let's take a look. Virami Rabbanan Rabbanan. We have the Chachamim that are brought in a Braisa that argue with them, brought in the Mishnah. From the Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon, Shimon argues with Rav Shimon, the time of the Braisa. Carry him on a two alpachos me'arba amos. If you have a vineyard that's planted with less than 4 amos between different rows. Normally, you leave 4 amos in between the different rows. This time, you only have 3 amos that's going on. Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Karim is not considered a Karim, and therefore, it just looked like individual vines on their own. Chamam, they say, a Karim is considered a vine. Veroin is Samchan, Kilainim. We look at the middle ones like they're non existent over there. Kashi Rabbanan Rabbanan. So, therefore, it comes out to be Tzakash Rabbanan Rabbanan. Vikash Rabbi Shimon, other Rabbi Shimon. Because according to the Rabbanan, they said that the extra bodies are not looked like they don't exist. We see like they exist, but over here it's looking at the vines, they don't exist. Kasher B'Shemen, because Reb Shimon says the bride said the extra ones are looked at like they don't exist. But when it comes to the vines, they look like they don't exist. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Lokash is not a Kasher B'Shemen, Reb Shimon. Because awesome, over there in the case of the vineyard, the middle ones we could not look at because lo not the Inishadat Leikar, because people don't plant vines with the intention of uprooting them. And since all of them are planted to stay there, and they're very, very thick, then that considered a vineyard. Hacha, but with the bodies, zimnin de misra malei bein hashmasha, sometimes happens, you have to bury them bein hashmasha, so make your manchelo. And they go and they put it there, but it's just temporary. In order to, you know, they're going to move it later. So Shimon says that the extra bodies are not looked at as part of the cemeteries. We don't look at them like that. Since a corpse is a minuvel by being buried in a way where you, you know, in between so many people like that, it's not the way of doing it. Lomer kikev is not called even a kever, and therefore none of those bodies can cause the area to be considered like a graveyard. And Hossam over there in the Mishnah, though, when it comes to the vineyard, maybe the person is going to say, Hayman out the Shabbat Shabbat, whichever one of those vines are going to work out, you know, those are the ones I'm going to leave over there. The little Shabbat ones that don't work, I'm going to get rid of them. They'll be used for firewood. And therefore, they said the extra vines will eventually be uprooted. And therefore, we don't have to look at them. Hajun Allah, Hamoche Peros. Oh, Mazel Tov, I'm finishing the sixth parak of Bava Basra. You know what our minhag is? Let's go back to the Tzadi base. Amocher Peros Lechaveru Vizara and Velotza. Somebody goes and sells Peros to his friend, and it doesn't, and he plants them and they don't actually work out, then, depending on what the outcome is, we'll have different halachic perim. Look over there. Weiter. Okay, actually, you know what? Fine. Then what's the deal? Then, Velo Tzemchu, Vafilo Zara Pishan, Eno Chaybach Husan, of the Bear, Shem Gililomer, Zaruni Gina, Shaino Nechal, and Chaybach Husan, that the Yochaybach Husan. Okay, friends, we're going to stop over here. We'll show you all Mazel Tov on the sixth parak, and we'll pick it up next time. Until next time, we'll show you all a great, great day.